Let's read this scripture before we pray over the tithes and offering. Luke 6:38, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that we can bring our tithes, the knowledge. All that we have is yours to worship you. We thank you that the tithes is holy unto you. We thank you for the offerings that we bring, the seeds that we sow. We thank you, Lord, for multiplying back to us. And in the name of Jesus, the devil must take your hands off the finances of the people in this church, the finances of the church, in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. Let's talk about the will of God to heal. First one, serve the Lord and he will take sickness away. In Exodus 23, verse 25, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, by his wound you are healed. But there's another aspect, another dimension of healing. It's this. Even in the Old Testament, Exodus 23, verse 25, God spoke through Moses to Israel. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and the water. Well, he blessed your bread and the water. That's where, you know, you're going to live healthy. Amen? You'll live a healthy life with clean water, right? So serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I said it before, if I were to fulfill God's plan, he would keep me healthy to fulfill his plan. Of course, you know, when Jesus died and rose again by his wounds, I'm healed, I can claim my healing. But there's another dimension, amen? Especially when I'm called, you know, that's why for ministers, preachers, pastors, the margin of error is even narrower. So if we don't stray away from God's plan, and we continue to stay in God's plan, I'm talking about for me, stay in God's plan, fulfill his plan, he'll keep me healthy to finish his plan. Amen. Praise God. You don't do anything. You can still believe God for your healing, right? But if you serve him, amen, when God puts you in this church, you are serving his purpose, his plan and purpose through this church, he will keep you healthy. Amen. So it's important that I don't stray away from God's plan so that I'm in God's plan and you are in this church, you're helping me to fulfill his God's plan, right? In 1947 to 58, the 10 years of healing revival, it was very easy for the people in the church to get healed. Even the pastors does not understand healing. They just lay hands on the sick. They just got healed. But those churches that the pastors attack divine healing, people in the church die of sickness. They die like flies because the pastor went against divine healing. When pastors went against divine healing and those people in the church, they just died. But if I fulfill God's plan, you're in this church, help me to fulfill God's plan, his purpose through this church. He not only will keep me healthy, right? He'll keep you healthy because you're part of this church. Amen? Praise God. And the Septuagint Greek Old Testament translation translated as, I will bless your bread and water. He will bless. He will bless actually referring to God. It's referring to God. I will bless your bread and water. The Lord said to Israel, if they will serve him and not other gods, he will bless their bread and water. Clean water is basic for living healthily. The Lord also said that he will take sickness away from them. And in the Old Testament, you know, Israel, they served the Lord. Because through the descendants of Abraham, Jesus came. Amen. Right? So Jesus coming again does not depend on Israel anymore. It depends on the church. So in the Old Testament, through Israel, Jesus came. Now through the church, Jesus is going to come again. So in the Old Testament, when they serve God, he will take sickness away. How about in the New Testament? How much more he will take sickness away from you? Amen. Praise God. So we are part of the body of Christ, his church. His church is created to serve God's plan and purpose on earth. His plan is about Jesus coming back again because the world is heading towards complete destruction. Right? Once the church is taken out of the earth, the whole world will enter into 7 years of tribulation. That's worse than whatever the world has ever seen. Then after that, there will complete destruction. So God's plan is to save many people, teach them the word of faith so that they can live a successful life here and not let the devil destroy their lives. The wars are the works of Satan in destroying humanity. And God is about saving humanity from destruction. You know, the last Saturday night prayer service, I felt this. There's a calm before the storm. So I thought it was an economic storm. So it could be because of an economic storm, there's a calm. Then after that, you know, on the 1st of June, I think 1st of June, Ukraine bombed 4 airfields. in Russia, one about 4,000 kilometers away over the east side. Then on TikTok, two or three times I saw the professional they posted there. Because after Ukraine bombed the airbase, destroyed some of the Russian bombers, Putin just kept quiet. Then on TikTok, some of the professionals, they wrote, there's a calm before the storm. So it could be the Saturday night, we pray out this, there's a calm before the storm. Praise God. Anyway, so in Exodus 23, 25, like I said, you know, in the Old Testament, they had a purpose, right? They had a purpose. Israel had a purpose. It was God's purpose to help God to fulfill his plan and purpose. And God took sickness away from them, blessed their bread and water, keep them healthy so that God's plan may be fulfilled. Even though they went into captivity in Egypt for 400 years, because they stayed in Egypt for too long, God still had a plan to bring them out. Amen. Bring them out of Egypt, continue to fulfill his plan. And the most important of all was Jesus was to come through the descendants of Abraham. Amen. So that's why we say it's very important that we pray out God's plan, walk in God's plan, fulfill his plan, right? He'll not just only bless you financially, he'll keep you healthy. Amen. And I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. In other words, you know, if there's sickness, he'll take it away. That means you should get your healing. He didn't say, I'll guarantee that you won't be sick. Right? Praise God. So serve the Lord and he'll take sickness away. In Old Testament, God will take sickness away because they serve him. They fulfill God's purpose and God's plan and God's purpose. God kept them healthy to fulfill his plan and purpose. Amen. So do we have a purpose, have God's plan and purpose for this church? Yes. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Another thing, there are two things. God will keep us healthy. God will provide the finances. So all these years, we never lack. And I begin to see God supply through some people in this church. When the supply begin to dwindle, God actually raise up somebody else. Amen. In this church, to supply this church, the financial needs of this church. Amen. So, in other words, you obey him, he bless you. You obey him, he'll increase you. But God does not depend on you. And I don't look to your finances. I look to God. Amen. I always have what I need. Praise God. As far as I'm concerned, I always have more than enough to do what God wants me to do. Because he is faithful. He'll keep me healthy to fulfill his plan. He'll bless whoever he blesses so that you will help fund this church to fulfill his plan. Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. God's plan through this church. He wants to get people saved. Purpose of salvation, God's plan to save many people from destruction. Two, you want to get a word of faith plus a word of grace out. Teach them to live successfully so that people live successfully through his word. Amen. Three, you have protection. He prevents the devil from destroying their lives. That's why the word of faith is very important, right? Knowing this truth is very important. Thirdly, his plan is for us to live in divine health. He takes sickness away so that we can fulfill his plan. There's two areas he attacks. Once he succeeds in attacking these two aspects, we cannot fulfill God's plan. One is your health. Two is finances. If he destroys these two aspects, finish. We cannot fulfill God's plan anymore. Amen. So as a local church, we are corporately serving God. Some are doing more than others in serving the Father. Some are doing nothing. If we are serving the Father so that he can fulfill his plan through this local church, then we can definitely claim the same benefits as the Israelites in the Old Testament. It has to be, because we are living in a better covenant. The new covenant is a better covenant than the old covenant. If they have such benefits, we have more than them. We have more benefits than them. Amen. We have more benefits than the Jews in the Old Testament, the unbelieving Jews now. Amen. We are blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are in Christ. How can the benefits of the new covenant not be better than the old covenant? Amen. So, if God will take sickness away from them, bless their bread and water, how much more you bless ours? Amen? That's why we never lack. Don't be concerned about your finances. You just be concerned with what's God's plan for your life. Everyone, children to adults. Amen? Else, in this church, none of you should be worried about finances. Thank you, Father. So, the purpose of the Father's healing, when we serve him, he enables us to stay healthy. Service enables healing. The Father takes sickness away because we serve him and fulfill his plan. Because we serve him, he activates our faith. When we tithe, it activates our faith to believe Him for finances. Amen. When we give offerings, it activates our faith. Because when we pay our tithes, give our offering, we do it by faith. It keeps our faith active. So when you keep your faith active, right, it boosts our confidence in our faith for divine healing. It's the same thing. Boosts our faith for finances. Amen. When you need it most, you need your faith to be boosted when time for you to change job. Okay? Amen. Time for you to change job. Time for you to believe God for a promotion. That's when your faith needs to be activated. Amen. And because Jesus bore our sickness, the Father sent Jesus to bear our sickness on the cross and heal us. Right? So we can believe God for our healing. Whether you do nothing, you can believe God for healing. But when you serve Him, right, your faith is active. It's easier to receive and appropriate your healing. And He heals us so that we can continue to fulfill His plan and will, right? Don't take for granted that you say, oh, just coming to church, just come to church. No. Sometimes, you know, you're so blessed, you take things for granted. In life, it's like that. When you don't have, then you value what you lost. But when you have it, you just take for granted, right? Now, people are really poor, man, they really value it. But when you have everything in this country, right? You don't understand. That's why one of the actresses in China, Gong Li, said, you don't understand what it means to be in poverty. We don't, right? So the purpose of the Father's healing us, the Father sent Jesus to bear our sickness on the cross and heal us. The Father will take sickness away from us because we serve Him and fulfill His plan on earth. We don't have to serve Him to get your healing. But you don't have to serve Him to get your healing because He reaped by His wounds, you are healed. You can always get your healing. But when you serve Him, but if we serve Him, it is easier to receive our healing and recover. Same goes for finances. Same goes for the time you want to change job, it's easier for you to believe God. Amen. Somebody just told me, her son, 3 years in a job, no increments. Then he just realized, he got cheated by the agent. Promise him 5% increment, 3 years, never give it to him. I told this person, of course the son is not in church for many years now. So as we serve Him, our spirit is active, and so our faith is active and strong. Our spirit is not dull to hearing and receiving faith for healing. That's where the problem is. You can always get your healing, right? But when it's so serious, man, you need to activate your faith. That's where the problem is. When God speaks to you, you couldn't hear. That's how people died. But many people don't die of sickness. They had sickness, they didn't die of sickness. They died without hearing from God. And God is trying to tell them, getting the doctors to try to perform procedures on them, they couldn't hear. They couldn't hear God using others to speak to you because you're dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. Amen? So why we need to keep our faith active? This is the reason why. If not, when God speaks, you cannot hear. Right? And it could be sometimes somebody just say, hey, why don't you change job? Why don't you look for another job? And if you're dull of hearing, you couldn't hear. You didn't do anything about it. Right? God will take sickness away, but we still must have faith to believe. When we serve Him, it will boost our confidence in divine healing. God will surely take sickness away from us so that we can continue to fulfill His plan and will. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. That's why Brother Higgins said, I couldn't do it for everyone. He pleaded the case until his superintendent came back from heaven. He said, I could not do it for simply anyone. His superintendent, he said, he pleaded the case. That means prayer doesn't work anymore. Prayer in tongues doesn't work. The only way to pray is supplication. He pleaded the case. He said, Lord, he put 30% of his income in this church. Without him, this church collapsed financially. I mean, in the 40s. And he said, he had good standing in the community. He pleaded the case. He gave 10 reasons why. He said, Lord, you need me to pastor this church. I need him to help keep this church going. See that? Amen. We learn a lot from stories like this, not some theological, bombastic statements. He said, Lord, I need him. You need me. I need him. That's how he pleaded. That's how he pleaded when his wife was dying at the early age of 30-something. He said, very simple. I don't want to train another woman. I've trained her already, right? You need me, I need her, give her back to me. The superintendent, you need me to pastor this church, I need him, send him back. Then Jesus in heaven said, Brother Hagen won't let you die. Man, this kind of favor is, you know what I'm saying? Jesus said, you know, you go back to earth because Brother Hagen on earth won't let you come to heaven. He said, no, I don't want to go back to earth. He said, you have to go back. Huh? I went to heaven, I come back because of you? Come back because you got to serve God. Didn't you? I got to come back. I was in heaven and you had to come back. Do you know how powerful that prayer is? The prayer of pleading your case? If you give ground for us to plead, I'm telling you, you get what I'm saying? No? That's why I say, serve him, don't nge-nge-nge, okay? Don't rob his tie, don't shortchange him, don't let the devil use him to rob his church. You don't tie, the devil is using you to rob his church. Amen? I mean, you will rob his church, you expect me to be able to plead for you, What do I have to plead? You know what's pleading? Just like going to court to plead your case, I must justify. Well, why, you know, this person is innocent. I must give evidence. I must give evidence before God, you know, to plead your case, right? When nothing else works, the last, if prayer in tongue doesn't work, the only one thing left is plead your case. The question is, do I have to plead? What do I have in my hand to plead your case, right? The other thing is, spiritually, you know, in the Old Testament, Elijah wanted Elijah's anointing. He had to stay very closely with Elijah. Brother Hay had one good friend who's a pastor, Goodwin. Pastor Goodwin. Same result. Pray his Sunday school superintendent out of death. So who you run with, who you learn from is very important. Amen. And Brother Hagen has more results. He prayed every one of his family members up to second cousin level out of death at least once. At least once. Some of them three times. His eldest brother, he prayed him out of death three times. Not raise him from the dead, out of death, escape death. Up to second cousin. Second cousin is just second cousin, you know, just immediate family, you know. He could do that. So it's a very powerful prayer. Supplication, the pleading your case. Amen. Yeah, this morning I was praying for somebody very specific. I say, Lord, how? How, Lord? What do you have to say? If I know your situation, nothing seems to happen. Then I ask the Lord, so how? Concerning this person. But if I don't know, if God doesn't tell me, then of course, then I won't talk to God about you. Lah. You get what I'm saying? No? If I know, right, I'll ask the Lord, say, how? So what do you have to say, Lord? Right? And after that, of course, I went to pray in the own tongues. Man, I'm not getting an answer, you know. So I have to tell myself, well, probably this person will be fine. So we are studying the will of God, amen? The will of God to heal. One is he will take sickness because we serve him. Another one is our body is God's temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost who is in you, whom you have from God and you are not your own? It's still related to the previous scripture. The body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is a temple of God. Temple of God is used for worship God. Amen. God dwells in the temple. In the temple, they worship God. Amen. So we are here, right, in the morning. Those of you who serve, set up and all that, it's all about worshiping God. Amen. And His temple, because your body is His temple, He will keep your body healthy. He will heal it and keep it healthy. Amen. Sickness is an oppression of the devil. Our body is God's temple. The devil is God's enemy. Surely it is God's will to heal us every time and all the time. Because our Father will not accept anything that is from the devil. He's not going to accept sickness on His temple. Change your perspective, right? When you need something from the Lord, don't think about my need. I need healing. No, His temple, He'll heal. Amen? I need something. No, think about His need. He supply all your needs so that you can supply the need of His church. I need a job. Shut up. Stop thinking about yourself. Brother Hagen plead the case. Say, you need me to pastor the church. I need him. So send him back to me. Right now, you need a job. Say, Lord, pastor needs my tithes and offerings. Now, Philippines is asking me to go in October to speak in their conference. He's been asking me for a while. He said he's going to do every quarter a conference. I've been going to check. I need to ask Jeremy how to fly there. In the south. So sickness and oppression, the devil, sickness and oppression, and God will remove his oppression, heal our body, and his power will help our body to recover. Amen. Don't think about, oh, I need healing. No. Change your perspective. Lord, it's your temple. Amen. Then go and see doctor and get healed. You get what I'm saying? Or not? I have a need. I need to pay this bill and then pay a bill. What about his church need to pay his bill? Thank you, Lord. Remember the story of Dorcas in the book of Acts? She began to sew clothing for all the widows. When she died, they plead her case. They go and call for Peter at Joppa. Right? Peter came and said, look at all this, what she has done for all of us. The rest of the widow was pleading her case. She was dead, actually. Right? Dorcas died. Amen. But those widows got two men to go and Joppa and look for Peter to come. I mean, somebody died already. You go and look for Peter for what? They won't let her go. Somebody else plead her case. Amen. Another reason why he heals is God's will to heal is because Romans chapter 12, verse 1. So, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be, he said, give your bodies to God. Be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. When I prepare this message, I don't even see the thread, but now I see it, you know. Present your body a living sacrifice, amen, as a way to worship him. He doesn't want a dead body because he won't be able to worship him. Amen. When you present your body as a living sacrifice, you present your body to serve him faithfully, he has to keep your body healthy. Amen. That's why it's very important we stay faithful. Some people are so unfaithful. They agree to do something, they never keep their appointment. Every Sunday, whatever you're doing, it's not just calafair, you know. No. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm teaching? Teaching you how to live long. Right on. It's all the food you eat. Hey, keep it healthy. Yeah, healthy. Yeah, eat food healthy, healthy. I'm telling you, the better way to keep you healthy is the divine way, supernatural way. That's you present your body. You serve him, he'll take sickness away. Some people, when they got no work, they got more problem with their body. How come? Right now? Huh? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Give your body or present your body a living sacrifice. That's truly the way to worship him. You know what's a sacrifice means? I mean, a lot of you be very faithful. Sunday morning came very early to set up, practice. That is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice, right? Instead of spending all the money, you know, in the restaurant, all that, you put your tithes first and you put your offering first, balance, then you spend it on yourself. That is a sacrifice. You don't need to die because Jesus died for you. Praise the Lord. So don't take serving the Lord lightly, as if, don't serve, right? Thank you, Father. So a living sacrifice, present your body, amen. Living, he doesn't want a sick one, a dead one, right? That's really a true worship. So God wants a body be a living sacrifice to him. He doesn't want a sick body. If the body is sick, he will heal it so that we can present it to him as a living sacrifice, amen. Just think of yourself. You know, the little time you give to him is a sacrifice. You could have sleep in, you know. You could have slept in and then online, lying in your bed, and come in to the service. But you make an effort. That's a sacrifice. And you think God won't take sickness away. You sacrifice by making efforts to serve the local church. You make time and efforts to serve him. And your sacrifice is to him. A sick or dead body cannot be a living sacrifice to God. The Father will heal it, keep it healthy, and we present it to him as a way to worship him. Another reason why it's God's will to heal is because the Lord is good. That's God's nature. Psalm 34, verse 4, say, taste and see, the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who will trust in him. And Jesus is our example. The Lord is good, and sickness is bad. It is not God's will. Sickness did not originate from God, and there is none in heaven. Jesus is our example. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing, doing good, healing, doing good, healing. God doesn't do anything bad. He hasn't done anything bad. He's not a bad God. He's not evil. Nothing evil, nothing bad came from him. All came from the devil. Amen. So Jesus went about doing good, healing. Healing is good. Sickness is bad. So it's always God's will to heal because the Lord is good. Amen. Sickness did not originate from God. And sickness is a curse. I mean, if you don't think it's a curse, then you have it. Right? Any preacher can tell you, well, maybe sometimes God won't heal. God wants you to be sick. Then you tell him, I pray you can have it. You can have more of it. Right? And God is good. Everything he does is good. He won't afflict us with sickness. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, familiar. He anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus on earth, you read the four gospels, everything he did was good. Amen. Thank you, Father. And healing all who were oppressed of the devil. And God put the power of the Holy Ghost on Jesus to anoint him to do good and not to do bad. And Jesus went about healing all those oppressed of the devil. Jesus went about doing good, healing those who were sick. Healing is a good gift from God the Father. James chapter 1, verse 17. For every good gift and perfect gift is from above. Nothing bad comes from him, from heaven. That's simple. Amen. Sometimes people make the wrong decision. They get into a mess. It's not because God's plan or God's will. He just couldn't do anything about it. He created us with the power of self-direction. Amen. God created us with the power of self-direction. He created us with the free will to make choices. And he will not violate our will. Amen. He may caution you, he may warn you, he may guide you. If you choose to make your own choices, he will let you. Amen. So every good gift, every means every good gift and perfect gift is from above, comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That means he does not change. He doesn't change like shifting shadows. Amen. Everything from God is good. His plan is good. His purpose is good. It will bring blessing. Amen. When he tells you to tithe, it is good because it will bless you. God spoke to somebody, tithe your way to prosperity. Amen. With whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. Thank you, Father. That's his unchanging nature, and he never used sickness to punish us. Healing is good. Heavenly Father in heaven will always dispense his healing power to heal us and to keep us healthy. He will never use sickness to chastise us or as a form of judgment. Now, you hear this a lot. Oh, God's judgment, man. No. He judge, he make a decision, he cannot help you anymore, he lift his grace. He will never punish you with sickness and disease. Amen. Because God is good, every gift from him is good. He will never judge us to punish us. He judge us because he knows you won't accept his direction, his warning, his counsel. You won't accept his counsel. So he judges the matter. He decides. That's it. He leaves you alone. Amen. Jesus' willingness to heal. We are studying the will of God to heal. We can see here is Jesus' willingness to heal. Right? When you see Jesus, God anointed him to do good. That means God wanted him to do what God wanted him to do. And here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The leper knew he had the power to make him whole, heal him, but he wasn't sure Jesus was willing. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Amen. He cleared the doubt. He said, I am willing. Be clean. Be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. So, Jesus' willingness to heal, the leper's question. Jesus' clear answer was, I'm willing. And there was an immediate result. And his will is unchanging. Jesus and the Father remain unchanging. They're always willing. Always, always, always. Question is whether you can receive his healing or not. That's a different issue. So, in this scripture, Jesus clearly said that he was willing to heal the leper. Other scriptures testify that he is willing also. Other scriptures may not explicitly say, I'm willing, but other scriptures testify to the fact that God the Father and Jesus are willing to heal us. So healing is always the will of Jesus and the Father because healing is his divine grace. Since Jesus bore our sickness and disease, he has healed us. So it is always, by his stripes he healed you. How come he's not willing to heal? By his wounds on the cross, he healed you. He bore your sickness and disease. That's the reason why every time it is his will to heal. Whether someone receives their healing or not depends on them. Divine healing is the Father's grace, and receiving our healing is based on our faith and belief. Amen. Healing is his grace, but to receive it, it has to be based on our faith and our belief. You can have faith, you choose not to believe. Or you couldn't believe. Some people, they couldn't believe. That's why I said, when you serve him, you keep your faith active, you're able to believe. One time, a student graduated from Rhema, serving in Kenneth Hagin's ministry, and he had cancer. He had cancer, and in US, you know, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock, there's a healing class going on, only for the sick. Others cannot attend. You accompany the sick, you can be in there. So this guy, he went to the class. He attended the class, and he caught it. He said, I got it now. I mean, he went to school, he didn't get it. When he was sick, in the class, he got it. He said, I got it now. But do you know what the next thing he said? I cannot receive my healing. He died. He got it. He got faith. But he couldn't. He couldn't receive. What do you understand by that? He said, I got it now. But he said, no, but I cannot receive. A missionary was sick. And Brother Hagin was in his room. He was lying on his bed. And Jesus came into that room. You know, when that happens, Jesus is trying to teach us something. And Brother Hagin could see Jesus was standing at the corner and told him, Jesus is here to heal you. He couldn't see Jesus standing at the corner. He got up, he ran towards Jesus. He said, but I cannot receive. See that? He went back, he lay on the bed. Brother Hagin said, why you couldn't receive? He's here to heal you. He got up, he went to that corner. He sensed Jesus was standing there. He went to that corner and he said, I cannot receive. See that? He went back to his bed. Third time, same thing. And third time, after that, he went back and lied on his bed. Jesus spoke to Brother Hagin, see, I'm here to heal him, but he won't let me. Hello. Jesus came, that's his grace. Can you receive or not? It's your faith and your belief. You have faith, you must believe. Question is, when faith comes by hearing, there's nothing you can do. But can you release your faith to receive? That's where your spirit comes in. Your spirit is so dull, so weak. You have faith. You cannot release your faith to receive. Why I feed you all with this word, I'm feeding your faith. Why we pray to build your faith. Why you stay faithful. You don't stay faithful, you're going to have problem receiving. Amen. Because you know why? The devil right there will speak to you. No, 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 you cannot. No, 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 you are too weak. No, no, no. Yeah. Hello. How did that guy graduate from Rhema when he had cancer, went to healing school, then he said, I got it now. I got it. He never got it. He never got it. He heard. He never got it. Some people got it, but they couldn't release their faith. Amen. Some people are so unfaithful. And here we just studied the scriptures. Jesus clearly said he was willing to heal the leper. Other scriptures testify that he is willing. Healing is always the will of Jesus and the Father because healing is divine grace. Amen. And Jesus said to the leper, he's willing. And Jesus and the Father is always willing because they remain unchanging. Jesus came to do the works of the Father. Jesus is willing because the Father is willing. Amen. Many a times that we think about ourselves, everything about ourselves, then when you have a need, so I have a need. I just shared early on, it's not because you have a need for healing. No, it's his temple. See that? No? Different perspective. I need a job, I need money, I need healing. No, he needs. He provides me a job, he's providing for himself. You see the perspective? All about yourself. That's a problem, your big self. That's why you know people got into trouble and never solve their problem. We're all the big self, law. All they think about is themselves. Do you see that now? True, your body is sick, need healing. But it's his temple. His temple. Then my perspective changed. I need to go to school. I need money to go to school. I need money. No. If he provides me the money to go to school, he's providing for himself, because he's my father. He don't provide, the father don't provide. What kind of father do you think he is? Huh? Amen. You serve him, you're scheduled to serve him. Be faithful, be there on time. See that? The church has financial need. I know, no, I need money, I need, no. He provide means he provided for himself, because it's his church. You go to school, he's your heavenly father. This is only your biological father. He's still father, you know. Your heavenly father is still father. If your biological father will provide, will do what he can to provide, how much more my heavenly father will provide? If your father will make sure you get the best medical treatment, how much more the heavenly father will make sure you get healed? See that, right? His temple, he will heal his temple. He will heal his temple because this temple is his.
It's for Him, to serve Him and to worship Him. He will keep it healthy. He will provide. When I sow, He will multiply.
We just sent to Okara because the church and the house is collapsing. You know, remember that church in Okara, we helped them to build the roof. So to build the roof, their church is expanding. I said, you know, why don't you build a room upstairs? You all sleep upstairs and downstairs use it as a church. He said, man, the roof, last time they built, cannot have another. And now, he said, man, it's leaking. We just transferred. I tell you so that you know you have a part in this. Amen. He said, I will increase. Increase so you have sufficient in all things. And you have more for every good work. We bought them a father car. We built their roof. Last time they put tent over the church roof. You know, they stay there and then the other part they used for church. A storm came, everything was blown away. So we built the roof. I said, I send you the book, How God Taught Me Prosperity. You read. Ask the daughter. I said, you use authority. You know, command the devil, release the finances. They say, we did. You did. You send the angel bringing finances. You have the supply to yours. Then the angel must bring it to us. Correct? You don't send the angels. We teach them the truth. They don't want the truth. The main purpose of this church is to get the word out, the word of faith. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. So Jesus came to do the Father's will. And so there's divine unity between God the Father and Jesus who was on earth. Right? Jesus willing. The Father was willing. And He was fulfilling prophetic fulfillment of what Isaiah said in John chapter 6, verse 38. I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Jesus on earth was doing the will of the Father. Amen. Praise God. Healing ministry. Jesus went about doing good, and that's the will of the Father. Matthew chapter 8, verse 14. Now when Jesus had come into the Peter's house, He saw His wife's mother lying sick with fever. And Jesus said in verse 15, Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served Him. Verse 16, when the evening came, they brought to Him many who were demon-possessed, and He cast out the spirits with a word and healed all. Heal all who were sick, right? Now, this occasion, all were healed. Not always. So Jesus went to Peter's home, healed his mother-in-law. Evening came, they brought many who were sick and demon-possessed. He cast out the evil spirit and healed all who were sick. Therefore, fulfilling, verse 17, fulfilling what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. He bore our sickness on the cross, fulfilling. Healing is fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. Healing all the time, always is God's will to heal because He continued to fulfill the prophecy. That's why it's always God's will to heal. So Isaiah's prophecy fulfilled. Amen. This fulfilled what God said through the prophet Isaiah. On this occasion, all will heal. It is God's will to heal all. I want you all to remember this because this is the worst devil's lie. Sometimes it is God's will to heal. Sometimes it is not. If you believe that statement, the devil will be speaking to you. So you are one of those. It's not God's will to heal. Yeah. Always remember, it is always God's will to heal. Whether you can receive your healing or not, that's another matter. On this occasion, all will heal. It is God's will to heal all. Do not believe the saying that God heals some, does not heal others. That's a lie of the devil that some churches are propagating. All those who came to Jesus had faith and believed they were healed. You have to have faith. You have to believe to receive your healing. Divine healing is God's grace given unconditionally to anyone who can receive it. If anyone could receive, all will be healed. If they don't get healed, it's because they couldn't receive. And there are many reasons why people couldn't receive. Right? Some people refuse to listen. Go and get it, cut it off. Drag. Right now, I'm in the tumor in the kidney, it's already dead. The doctor said, remove the kidney, still don't want to remove. I mean, can you imagine? You have two kidneys. One kidney, the tumor in there, and the kidney is dead, and you just keep it in there because you fear surgery. You know why? Lie of the devil. So do not believe the saying that he heals some and does not heal some. That's a lie of the devil, and some churches are propagating. In conclusion, God's will in action. Healing rate. Every time, if you can believe, every time He heals. All who came to Jesus with faith were healed. No exception. No exception to God's will to heal those who believe. Amen. And it's available to you 24/7. Right? It's available every time, all the time. Jesus' earthly ministry was God's will in action. I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. And God sent Jesus to heal all the time. Amen. Let me tell you something about Emmanuel. Emmanuel, not even 2 years old, he speaks full sentences. Father brought him to my house. What fruit do you like? I like honeydew. Father surprised. Honeydew. I like pear. Oh, you like pear. I like papaya. Oh. Quietly, we both talk. I tell you the truth. After he came out of ICU, I was a bit concerned. I would watch about, hopefully his brain is not damaged. He was put in ICU the moment he was born because he couldn't breathe. He couldn't breathe naturally. So now I, amen. So, you know, I don't just pray for you when you're sick in ICU. After that, I watch and I watch and I watch until I decide that, okay, this boy is okay now. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Where do I think I get the confidence from? God must heal. He will heal. It is his will to heal all the time, every time. I don't care what you get. I don't care you get eight. Kenneth Hagin's ministry, at least eight cases documented. That means proven, had eight completely healed. Eight cases, and they're undocumented. Eight. And one of them got it, went to the dentist, came back, had AIDS. He was completely healed. I'd say documented means he was documented completely healed. Right? So there's nothing God cannot heal. Amen. There's no situation that we cannot pray. I mean, especially when you're just born, right? There's no original sin. He's innocent. It's easier to pray. Easier to plead the case for Emmanuel. Amen. But do you have faith? Do you have a pastor who has faith to pray? Plead the case? I like honeydew. Where you learn that from? Father was surprised. The father didn't teach him honeydew. He must have learned it in school. I like honeydew. I like pear. Ask the father, what does he like to eat? Watermelon and banana. Then when he might place the father, ask him, what do you like to eat? I like eat pear. The father was surprised. You like to eat pear? I like to eat honeydew. You like to eat honeydew? The father was surprised. Because I asked the father, what does he like to eat? Come to my house, go on by, see what he likes to eat. Right now. So I bought a watermelon and bought a banana. Lah. No honeydew. But the father didn't even know he liked honeydew. So next time, honeydew. Japan, best honeydew. Super sweet. Praise God, can I worship the income? It is God's will to heal all the time, every time. All kinds of sickness. No exception, because he's the same. In the days of the New Testament, the four Gospels, he's the same today. Amen.